This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to Liverpool, England, where the gift that keeps on giving is the band called The Beatles. Reporter Lucia Benavides bought a ticket to ride.
So sit back and enjoy your magical mystery tour.
Dozens of people board a bright yellow magical mystery tour bus, preparing to visit some of Liverpool's most famous spots, including the childhood homes of all four Beatles. Beatles tourism brings in $104 million to Liverpool every year, according to a 2016 study commissioned by the City Council. Diane Glover, marketing manager at the Beatles Story Museum, says this industry started to take off in the early 1990s.
Liverpool was a very, very different place back then. You know, it was still very industrial. The Beatles weren't seen as important as a, you know, as tourism.
Since then, places like the Cavern Club, where the Beatles played in their early years, have reopened for fans. That's where Martin Stallings from Texas ended his day.
When I flew in, I got a taxi driver and said, okay, take me to all the spots. So I went to see Penny Lane, went to the barbershop, drove by Strawberry Fields, but it's under construction.
It's an industry that's still growing and one that has helped other businesses in Liverpool as well. Many hotels, restaurants, and shopping centers have opened up in recent years. Glover says 80% of the museum's visitors come from outside England.
There's so many visitors who break down in tears in this room. They're sort of overcome with emotion, you know. They've saved up a lot of money to come to Liverpool over the years. It's on their bucket list of places to come and to visit.
That visit can add up. A room at the Hard Day's Night Hotel starts at roughly $200. An adult entry to the museum, $21. And a ticket to ride to the Magical Mystery Tour, around $24. In Liverpool, I'm Lucia Benavides for Marketplace.